MSO New Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. Powered by Taparo Capital Management. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and here we are with the baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, tell us what we got. What's the latest news on the Red Sox? I know we got an L to report from yesterday.
Yeah, things not so fine with the Red Sox over Fenway yesterday afternoon. Their four-game winning streak came to an end, losing to the Giants 3-1, wrapping up the three-game series and the six-game homestand. But something of local note, Giants outfielder Michael Yastrzemski got the scoring started with a solo home run in the third inning. Michael, of course, was visited by his grandfather in the clubhouse before the game. Carl was in and out of Fenway in less than 15 minutes. It was kind of a sneak attack. He comes in and goes out, and no one knew that he was there until it got reported once the game started. So tonight, the local nine begin a five-game road trip, the first of three against the Twins in Minnesota. First pitch tonight is at 8:10. Tanner Houck's on the hill. After the series with the Twins, the Sox head to Atlanta to take on the Braves, and guess what? They're going to face their old friend Chris Sale on Tuesday night. So the Sox are now 18-14 on the season. That's good for third place in the AL East, 2.5 games behind the first place Orioles.
Well, now that Sale is in the so-called enemy uniform, I'll bet that he will be healthy and able to pitch against the Red Sox.
He's up to a great start this year, that's for sure, Bill. Something we haven't seen in these parts in quite some time.
Oh, man. And let me just follow up on the Yaz thing, if you will. That was great to see his grandson hit one out of the park yesterday. But maybe he was around for other games over the week. I don't know. But
no, that was the only appearance that that Carl made at Fenway during this series with the Giants was yesterday afternoon. So quick in and out. He did meet with Giants manager Bob Melvin as well after meeting with his grandson. But, it was a quick little appearance. The last time the Giants were in town in 2019, Michael did hit a home run in that one of those games as well. And Yaz did come to the game and throw out the first pitch.
All right, well, yeah, great luck, good luck. Yaz is a good luck charm, I guess, for younger Michael. Yeah, all right. Well, since we last talked, Andy, what has happened with the Boston Nine?
Well, last Thursday, the Guardians beat the Red Sox 6-4, wrapping up the six-game road trip at 4-2. On Friday, the Red Sox returned home. They lost the Cubs 7-1. But on Saturday, the Red Sox blew out the Cubs 17-0. Shortstop Sedane Rafaela went 4-for-4 in this one with a home run, drove in 7. Five Red Sox pitchers combining on a five-hit shutout. This was the most lopsided Red Sox shutout since blanking the then Philadelphia A's 18-0 back in 1954. And then the weekend wrapped up on Sunday night. Red Sox beat the Cubs 5-4. Tyler O'Neill walked it off with a single in the bottom of the ninth, scoring Jaron Duran. Tanner Houck allowed one run over 6 2/3 innings, struck out 9 in the no decision. Houck becomes the third pitcher in team history to have two consecutive starts of striking out 9 or more batters without issuing a walk. Houck joins Roger Clemens and Pedro Martinez on that list. Sox had Monday off, and the Giants came to town on Tuesday, and the Red Sox shut them out 4-0. Starter Cooper Criswell and four relievers combined on a four-hitter. Outfielder Wilder Abreu went 3-for-4 with a double and an RBI triple. Red Sox pitching now lead Major League Baseball with 6 shutouts on the season. And then on Wednesday, the Red Sox beat the Giants 6-2. Cutter Crawford went 7 innings, allowed 2 runs, striking out 6 for his second win of the year. 6 Sox players drove in a run in this game. Connor Wong, one of them, he had 3 hits as well.
You know, when you think of baseball streaks, Andy, you think of offensive streaks. But this Red Sox team has had kind of pitching streaks this season. Is it not a bad little pitching streak for the team?
That's something that we haven't seen too much of over recent times. So, starting pitching has been very good. You can't knock it, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, and if you can't knock it, then no one can knock it, right?
Yes. Give me some time. I'll find something. But so far, I can't knock the starting pitching.
No, absolutely. All right, Andy, do you have some other Red Sox player or team notes to share with us here?
Yeah, some things moving around with the roster last Saturday. The Sox acquired first baseman outfielder Garrett Cooper from the Cubs for cash considerations on Monday. Sox designated infielder Pablo Reyes for assignment to make room for Cooper on the roster. On Wednesday, the Sox signed free agent outfielder and first baseman Dominic Smith, who was released by the Rays. And the Sox acquired infielder Zach Short from the Mets for cash considerations. After yesterday's game, the Red Sox sent first baseman Bobby Dahl back to Worcester because infielder Vaughn Grissom, who the Sox got from the Braves in the Chris Sale trade, will be activated from the injured list before tonight's game. And outfielder Masataka Yoshida had an MRI on his left hand yesterday. found out he has a bruised thumb. He was placed on the 10-day injured list.
And the cash considerations, maybe you could explain that. I mean, I'm thinking, like, why couldn't I go into Best Buy, try to get a flat screen, and offer them cash considerations?
Well, those cash considerations is a separate deal that's worked up between the two teams later on during the season. So the money didn't exactly change hands to have that player come to the Red Sox that day. So yeah, it's something on the side they will work out, but it will not be for another player. They will receive some money down the road.
Then later will come crypto cash considerations. All right.
Anything is possible.
Yeah, I suppose. I'm sorry to interrupt. Anything else, Andy, with the Sox notes at all?
Yeah, last Wednesday, Connor Wong became the first Red Sox catcher since Jason Varitek back in 1999 versus the Yankees, hit two home runs in a game while catching a shutout. In a new USA Today survey, ranks Fenway Park 8th out of the top 10 stadiums in Major League Baseball. Camden Yards in Baltimore takes the number one spot.
All right. Wow, that's a long-standing kind of position for Camden Yards. I guess once you build a ballpark, things don't move around all that much from year to year, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, Andy. Yeah, you know, ballparks don't just come and go like cash considerations. All right, Andy, Major League Baseball notes. We hang on to this every week, looking forward to this in the latter half of your reports. But what do we have for Major League Baseball news this week?
Major League Baseball is planning on updating its much-maligned new uniforms. Bigger lettering on the back of the jerseys will return. Mismatched gray tops and bottoms will be fixed. See-through pants will be fixed as well. And the trend of jerseys to collect sweat will be fixed. Tuesday night's game in Arizona between the Diamondbacks and Dodgers delayed for over 2 hours for the removal of a bee colony that formed on the backstop behind home plate before the game started. Angels star outfielder Mike Trout, he's going to be on the injured list for a while. He has a torn meniscus in his left knee, and that requires surgery.
You know, all it would take in that Dodger game with all the bees is one poorly placed foul back hitting against that screen, and man, it would be a miserable evening for the Dodger fans.
Oh, absolutely, no doubt about that. But it's just funny because the Diamondbacks have a dome stadium, retractable roof stadium, and they happen to have it open on Tuesday night, and boom! Oh. All of a sudden, they're dealing with a 2-hour delay because of a bee colony.
Oh, it was in
the game, and because of that.
I'm sorry, I was thinking it was in Los Angeles. It was in Arizona. Okay, yeah, that is stranger. Okay, I didn't watch the game. I just saw the highlights on the news. That's a crazy thing.
Is something different out there, that's for sure.
The other thing, too, is, Andy, the earlier story there with the uniforms, I didn't understand a word of that. I mean, what's going on with the uniforms?
Well, Nike taken over the uniforms, and they've distributed a new type of uniforms. They're supposed to help the sweat situation, more of a wicking kind of situation with the uniforms, and the names on the back of the uniforms are smaller lettering, if you happen to notice. So it's harder to read the uniforms. Some of the uniforms with the pants, the white ones, seem to be a little, see-through. And there's just been a lot of issues with the uniforms started back in spring training. And hopefully that's going to be taken care of for next year and kind of go back to the old standard type of uniform.
All right. There he is from the runway with a uniform review, fashion review. Andy, anything else to share with us on the Red Sox or a preview or a note on this coming weekend series with the team has?
Well, the Red Sox will have a tough 5 games coming up because they're going in to play the Twins, who have won 10 games in a row. So it'll be interesting how they handle that. And, of course, playing the Braves, the top team in the National League, along with the Dodgers. So the Red Sox have their work cut out for them going ahead. But it'll be interesting to see Vaughn Grissom finally join the lineup after he came over from that trade with Chris Sale, kind of solidify second base, hopefully, and bring some power and speed to the lineup. So something to look forward to over the weekend, another new player joining the roster, if you will, and see if the pitching can hold up, and hopefully the bats can get going a little bit over the weekend and see what happens against the Twins.
Absolutely. Well, Andy, always great information, and this week even better than ever. But thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir.
All right, there he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell. This is MSONewsSports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.